Hello, so we continue with our reading of Deleuze and Guattari, What is Philosophy? And we were on page 5, this is a slow reading, and we are with the idea that the philosopher is the friend of the concept, and they add, he is the potentiality of the concept. Okay, so potentiality is a concept, actually, a philosophical concept that was created by Aristotle in conjunction with the idea of actuality, right? So the concrete deployment of a potential is manifested in the world, which means that if the philosopher is the potentiality of the concept is the deployment of a philosophy in the world. And here they come with the formula, philosophy is the discipline. Think about it, it's a discipline. And they do insist in Mille Plateaux about craft. There is this sort of a different position towards discipline as perhaps some Foucauldians would have. A discipline is an act of hieropoiesis, creation of the sacred, in some cases, when there is this creative attitude. So, of course, we'll have to understand better what do they mean by creating. And they do mention other practices like art. And they will explain that those practices are also creative, which we know, but they create with other entities like percepts, for example, or in the case of science, prospects. We will come back to this idea. So here they quote Nietzsche, which is, of course, an important character in this book. And Nietzsche, they say, said that philosophers must no longer accept concepts as a gift, right? So, for example, from previous philosophers, like the concept of being in Heidegger, we shouldn't take for granted a particular moment or embodiment of a concept. We should not merely purify and polish them, right? So, for example, read Heidegger and consider that, well, some aspects of his concept of being, we should keep, some other aspects we should abandon, etc. We can do that, but not merely that. The philosopher makes and creates the concepts, presents them and makes them convincing. Convincing for who? For the philosophers. Because we will, as we will see, philosophers don't like to engage, according to Deleuze and Guattari, in debates, discussions with non-philosophers, precisely because in those conversations it is often a matter of opinion rather than elucidation of problems. And this is something that we will see, is that the creation of a concept comes from a problem. It's not something that you do on Sundays, like, oh, let's create a concept. It sounds fun. It comes from the conjunction of personal and historical problems, conceptual problems. But again, whenever we say conceptual problem, we're talking about also worldly manifestations of the concept, negotiations with the concept, right? So this is done not for the sake of consensus. And here they play a little bit with words, but they also, without quoting him, they often mention Habermas and this idea of democratic conversation towards an agreement on universals. They don't believe much in that communicational idea philosophy. And this is where they oppose the concept and the universal. Philosophy doesn't deal with universals, especially since the French Revolution, because since the French Revolution, universal means, in fact, often national. Behind a universalist discourse, there is often a national strategy. Now, the idea of a universal dates back also philosophically to the medieval times and to the debate about Platonic ideas like realism, like are there ideas that actually predate their manifestation in the world as pure entities out there that never get to be manifested themselves. So why do they insist on a concept being not only universal, not only a universal? It's because they insist on the singularity of the concept. And by singularity, they mean, again, embodiment. Style, in a way, a style of thinking, but also a specific encounter with a specific problem at a given time. And they will give the example, we'll see later, of Descartes' cogito. They analyze that concept. Okay. Okay, so a concept is an embodied philosophical idea. Now, why do they write a book about philosophy? I mean, why is it important to do this course right now, or more reading? Improvisation about the practice of philosophy. Well, Deleuze and Guattari are very sad that the term concept became this sort of label in marketing and advertisement, right? What's your concept? What's the concept of your product? And they're very sad that some people call even themselves concepteurs, at least in French, in the French edition, concepteur, right? That comes from advertising also and design. So this is important today because clearly philosophy is becoming popular, right? When I started studying philosophy when I was 20, it was considered almost a disease, something that would certainly not lead to a decent profession. Now things have changed, and philosophy is more and more seen as a matter of status, right? So it was really considered as embarrassing. And now a lot of people, on the contrary, call themselves philosophers with concepts and ideas. They are something slash philosopher. So this comeback of philosophy has to be taken seriously. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but philosophers have to engage with it also to make sure that it is not a light version of philosophy that is served to them. And here we'll finish today because we're already in 11 minutes. They oppose the philosophical concept, as we've seen yesterday, that they consider as meteors, and we'll see what that means. This flying robustness of the concept, and the sort of mellow commercial version of it, the jingle, the slogan. Okay, that's it for today. See you tomorrow.